We're joined now by NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Baghdad. He's been watching the reaction there to the conviction today of Saddam Hussein and others for crimes against humanity. The former Iraqi dictator has been sentenced to hang. J.J., what's been the reaction on the streets in Baghdad to the sentencing?
Well, it breaks down almost completely on sectarian lines. In Baghdad, celebratory gunfire could be heard from Shiite neighborhoods. In the Shiite slum of Sadr City, people were on the streets celebrating. But in Sunni areas of the capital, it was very different. Angry pro-Saddam demonstrators, there were some attacks on American forces. And this all happened even though the city is under an incredibly tight lockdown. Cars and pedestrians are supposedly banned from the streets. Elsewhere in the country, it was the same divide. In the mainly Shiite port city of Basra, people were in the streets celebrating, as they were in the Shiite holy city of Najaf. And the Iraqi prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, also a Shiite, said today that Saddam is getting what he deserves. But in Sunni areas of the country, completely different story. In Saddam's hometown of Tikrit, there were angry demonstrations that were shown on television, also in defiance of a curfew. And there are reports of the same in the capital of Anbar province, Ramadi, which is an insurgent stronghold. And a Sunni parliamentarian predicted today that thousands or even tens of thousands of people will die as a result of the sentencing. The Kurds in the north of the country were actually fairly quiet. Some anti-Saddam demonstrations in the mixed and disputed city of Kirkuk by Kurds, but elsewhere not much. Most interestingly, in the city of Halabja, which Saddam Hussein's forces used chemical weapons on in the 1980s, there were absolutely no public celebrations.
This sectarian divide is increasingly the most serious problem in Iraq.
It is. It's the reason why some analysts are bandying about the word civil war. And the government, both U.S. and Iraqi governments, are really worried about it. For example, in the past 24 hours, 87 bodies were found in and around Baghdad. The vast majority of them were blindfolded, handcuffed, and shot in the head. And that's not an abnormal number. Death squads, both Sunni and Shiite, have been playing an increasingly deadly game of tit-for-tat assassinations since the bombing of a holy Shiite shrine in the city of Samarra in February. And while U.S. officials have been pressuring the Iraqi government to crack down on Shiite militias who are believed to be behind some of these killings, but the Iraqi government is saying that the U.S. is being too soft on the Sunnis who they're trying to include in the political process.
And meanwhile, the insurgency against the Americans continues unabated.
Just since the beginning of the month, just a few days ago, 13 U.S. troops have died in Iraq. Two were just announced today, one a Marine in Anbar province and one a soldier in Baghdad. And last month, 105 American soldiers were killed, troops rather, were killed. And that's the highest number since January of 2005. And that was the fourth deadliest month of the war. And there's no sign that the fighting is letting up.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Baghdad. Thank you, J.J.
Thank you, John.